So just to briefly review and hope everybody had a wonderful Shabbos and a very nice weekend. We started with the Rambam's presentation of Hilchos Milah, where the Rambam, again, you know, sometimes he signals a specific orientation or a nature of the mitzvah, as we like to say, with a single word. So when he talks about mitzvah Milah, he talks about it being kama chamura, like a mitzvah sner chanukah, mitzvah chaviva yad ma'od, or tzedakah, chayavim nam liyuzar, b'mitzvah saseh shel tzedakah, yoser mikol mitzvah saseh shel b'torah. So Milah is chamura, and it's chamura not just because it's an onesh kares, which is where the Rambam starts in the Mishnah Torah, another point that we mentioned, but it's, again, associated with the very foundations and identification as a member of the Jewish people. It is, after all, briso shel Avraham Avinu. And the idea that Avraham Avinu put his, you know, stamp, his gushpanka on the mitzvah, we note it again, is, you know, a very, very significant. Just like Aaron HaKohen put a stamp on the Avodas Yom HaKippurim and on Birkas Kohanim, Laver Charamot Yisrael Abi'ahava, this is a critical dimension of Mitzvah Smila, the relationship to Avraham Avinu, and that might even define the nature of the mitzvah in terms of the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs indicating Shetzivanu Lamul Es HaBen. We have that in the Minhag HaKatzar, Lamul Es HaBen. Admittedly, in the Mishnah Torah,
please come to the main office.
The focus is more on Lamul Es HaZacharim and the implications of not doing Mila Es HaZacharim. What are one of the implications, Ephraim, of not having all of your Zacharim Nimol and in a specific area of Halacha? As Yochabo, exactly right. That Milas Banav, Avadav, or Me'akvim. Okay, so that's really the focus there. So that's a very important point. And again, just to review, the two dinim of Bris Mila, Me'usa hiya Orla, Ugidola hiya Mila, you might think that Hainu Hach, if Orla is Ma'os, so then, you know, Mimela, automatically, it's just axiomatic that, you know, something which is ma'os, to remove it is significant. But we'll see that actually it goes well beyond that. So we indicated that today we would go over the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid about the nature of the Isser Kares and when it's chal. In this case, the Rashi, you saw it in last week's parsha, you know, V'aril zachar shalei yimolos besar lasov v'nechrasa anevesh ha'im yameh es brisi hefar. So Rashi says, you know, mishehegia lechal onshin, Shabidei Shamayim, you know, from the age of 20 and up. So Rashi here is with the Ravid. But let's see the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah inside. This is the very beginning of Hilchos Milah. And let's see the counterpoint to the Ravid. And that's what we'll try to do today. Then we'll try to say something novel, I hope, about this particular machlokes. And then we'll take it from there in terms of pinning down the two dinim, both tomorrow and Wednesday. Mila mitzvah aseisha chayevin ala kares. I mentioned to you what the Rambam wants to impress us with, again, a mitzvah being chamura, whether it's chametz of Pesach, whether it's shechitas karban Pesach. These are all, of course, related themes, right? Because you need v'chol arel lo yochal bo. It's not an accident that I'm mentioning these examples. He starts with a chiyuv kares, shenemar v'arel zachar shal yimol espsar lo sov nechusa hanevesh ahim yameha. Again, the continuation of the pasuk is esprisi hefar. Umitzvah ala av lamulas beno v'ala rav lamulas avadav. As again, the pasuk said in Parshas Lech Lecha, yulid bayis umiknas kesef. Avar ha'avo ha'adon v'lo mal osan bitel mitzvah saseh. Right? So now the mitzvah saseh is no longer available. That's what we mean when we say bitel mitzvah saseh. Ve'eno chayev kares. So now the Rambam surprises us because he's trying to have his cake and eat it too. And on the one hand, highlight the Isser Kares, on the other hand, highlight the role of the Av or the Rav. And then he has to explain, oh, I'm sorry, you know, what you might have thought, which is namely the Av or the Rav would then be Chayev Kares, it actually doesn't work that way. But you see why he has to kind of, you know, apologize and double back, because the way that he sets it up is, again, to highlight Borei Kamachamura Mila, and to highlight the role of the Av or the Rav. So he wanted to do both of those things, but then he has to explain that the Kares in here is in the individual Arel, and not in the Av or the Rav. Avar Avo Adan V'lo Malosan B'Tel Mitzvah Sasevin O'Chayev Kares, Shena Kares Talay Ela Be'Arel Atzmo, U'Bezdin Mitzuvin Lamul Oso HaBen O'Evin Bizmano, V'lo Yanichu Arel B'Yisrael V'lo Be'Avdehen. So what do you already see here in terms of the two dinim? This is the first indication of two dinim in Bris Milah. The mitzvahs ha'av o ha'adon is a mitzvahs mila, but what's the responsibility of Bezdin? If the father or the rav fails to be mal, again, bitel mitzvah say zo, sounds like the Rambam says, the only thing which is left is to remove the arla. Now, Ephraim, again, pin that down in the language of the Rambam that we already saw, why I set it up this way. So what does that correspond to that we saw earlier, but it actually comes up later in the Mishnah Torah? Me'usahi ha'orla u'gedola hi amila. It's two different dinim. Bezdin's responsibility is lo yanichu arel b'yisrael lo b'avdayin. Right? Bezdin's responsibility to ma'akir avodah zara. The Ramban has a whole essay on the isra of lo yakadesh lo si yakadesh b'vnos yisrael. That the chiddush is that Bezdin does have a responsibility to ma'akir gilui arayus from klal yisrael, but not necessarily from the other nations that might be present in Israel, contra avodah zara. So just one more line. Ein malin b'no shel adam shel amidatalim kein avar v'nim lelamulo shebezin malin oso bal karcha. You don't ever take away the mitzvah away from the father. So this isn't just a way of saying, you know, stealing somebody's mitzvah, Ezra. The point is, if Bezin were to do it, it's not the same kiyum. Right? It's only hasara sa'orla. It's not necessarily the mitzvah's mila. And we'll explain what that means in just a second. Nis ali mi Bezin v'lo malu oso k'shigdal hu chayv lamulo sa'atzmo. V'chol yom v'yom shiyavor alav mishigdal v'lo yomu sa'atzmo. Harehu mivatol mitzvah sa'say. Again, it's a serious problem. Avalenu chayv kares ad shiyambus v'hu arel. Amazing. So the Rambam says that the Isser Kares only really can be chal, so to speak, when he dies, because until that point, you know, who knows? Maybe he's really going to do a bris mila. The Ravid, just give me 30 seconds, objects. Kasev Ravid ein bazet tavlin. He says this is not correct in a colorful way. Just because you can't give a person a warning that if you do this, you'll be chayv kares, because you don't know, maybe tomorrow he'll do a bris mila. He says that's not the way it should work with mitzvah saseh, shechayav mele kares, in other words, mila and karban pesach. V'chol yom omed bis. So again, the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid is how we understand the relationship between Mila and Kares. The Rambam says a person who never gets a Bris Mila is Chayav Kares. The Ravid learned differently. It's not a person who never gets a Bris Mila is Chayav Kares. A person who doesn't have a Bris Mila is Chayav Kares. And again, that's the point. As Brisi Hefar, he's living outside of the framework of the body of Klal Yisrael. That's really a very powerful idea. And here Rashi was in agreement with the Ravid. So for the Rambam, you know, kol od nefesh chayim bo, you know, there's always a hope. But for the Ravid, the whole point is that, you know, every single day, you can rectify that. When you get a bris mila, you'll no longer be chayav kares, so I'll admit that. But every single day, you're living in a state of spiritual alienation from your God and from your brethren, as we will develop. Okay, let's hold it up there. Yeah, sorry, we got started 2 minutes.